Title: Snare Presence Without Harshness for Smoky Late Night Moods. Advanced: All right, let's build a snare that sits up front in a rolling DNB mix, reads on tiny speakers, and still feels like 2 a.m. No ice pick, no fatigue, no EDM shiny. Just forward, smoky, expensive. The whole trick is this. The presence band, that 2 to 7K zone, is exactly where your snare needs to speak and exactly where harshness lives. So instead of brute force EQ boosts, we're going to get presence through density, alignment, dynamic control, and a parallel presence channel we can blend and automate. Open Ableton. And yes, we're going stock focused. Step 0, gain staging and monitoring. Don't skip this, because harshness decisions fall apart when you're chasing level. On your drop, aim for your drum bus or drum group peaking around minus 6 dBFS. And keep the snare track itself peaking roughly minus 10 to minus 6 premaster. If you mix into a limiter, keep it gentle, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you're slamming the limiter, you'll exaggerate snare edges and you'll end up fighting the wrong problem. Now step 1. Layer with intent. Create a group called snare, and inside it we'll run 2 to 3 layers with clear roles, body, crack, and air. Body is weight and note. Pick a snare that naturally has strong body around 180 to 250 Hz, and a controlled top. Don't gut it with a big high pass. Only high pass if it's actually fighting your kick and sub. If you do, try something like 70 to 100 Hz with a 12 dB per octave slope in a Q8. Crack is the bite and transient. Think rim, short snare, or a tight layer that lives more in the 1.5 to 4K region. Keep it short. This is where harshness starts, so we're going to treat it like a precision component. Not a make it brighter button. Air is texture and definition, not brightness. Noise. Brushed snare. Vinyl tick. A tiny clap. Something that gives you 7 to 12K detail, but super low in level. On each layer, drop a simpler. Trim the sample start so you're not carrying flabby pre-transients. And if you get clicks, use a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Advanced move for the late night vibe. On the crack layer, try an attack fade of 2 to 6 milliseconds. Counterintuitive, but it turns click into thud plus breath, and that often reads more expensive in a dark mix. Step 2. Time alignment and phase. This is critical in DNB. Presence can literally vanish if your layers smear. Zoom in on the waveform. Line up the transient peaks across the layers. Use track delay for nudging. You'll usually be adjusting in the range of plus or minus 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Then do a polarity check. Put utility on a layer and try phase invert left and right, and compare. You're listening for maximum snap and focus without needing extra treble. If you suddenly feel like you need to boost 5K after aligning, that's a sign you didn't align enough, or your layers are fighting. Now step 3. The main snare chain. Put this on the snare group, the summed bus. Order matters. First, EQ8 for cleanup and shape. Only high pass if needed, roughly 70 to 110 Hz. Then deal with boxiness and mod. Often a minus 2 to minus 4 dB cut around 250 to 450 Hz with a Q around 1.2. And here's the discipline. Do not boost 3 to 6K on the main bus yet. That's how you get loud for 30 seconds and painful for 3 minutes. Your DNB target is body around 180 to 220 Hz that feels confident, not cardboard. If the mid-low is messy, you'll compensate with harsh highs. So earn your presence by cleaning the mid-range first. Second, drum bus for density without harsh slap. Set drive somewhere like 3 to 10 to taste. Keep crunch low for the smoky mood. Crunch is where fizz sneaks in. Use damp, around 10 to 40%, to darken the top in a musical way. Transient can be plus 5 to plus 20 if the snare is too soft, but be careful. Too much transient shaping can turn your snare into a cheap click on bright systems. Boom is usually off or very subtle, because it can fight your kick and sub. Third, saturator for controlled harmonics. This is where we get it reads louder without painful EQ. Try soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. If you use color, keep it subtle. We're not trying to make it brighter, we're trying to make it denser. Fourth, glue compressor for micro control, not pumping. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient still lives. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud hits, then match perceived loudness with makeup gain. If you hear obvious pumping, you're overdoing it or your release is wrong. Now step 4. Dynamic harshness control. This is the secret weapon, because harshness is often not constant. It spikes. Random moments where the crack layer lines up with hats, or the limiter grabs, and suddenly your ear is like, Nope. Ableton doesn't give you a dedicated dynamic EQ stock, so we'll do the practical method. Multiband dynamics as a harsh presence tamer. Put multiband dynamics after the glue. Solo the high band and set the crossover around 3.5 to 4k. Now set the high band so it compresses only when the snare hits hard. Start the threshold around minus 25 dB, then adjust by ear. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 40 to 120 milliseconds. Makeup minimal. You're not making highs louder, you're limiting their range. Teacher note. You're aiming for same brightness most of the time, not darker overall. If the snare gets dull, your threshold is too low or your makeup is pushing it back. We want to catch the nasty moments and leave the nice ones untouched. Optional advanced variation. Two-stage control. Before multiband, put a normal compressor set very fast, attack 0.1 to 1 millisecond, release 20 to 60 milliseconds, and just shave half a dB to 1 dB on micro peaks. Then let multiband handle the slower, overall brightness movement. Fast clamp plus slow tone control. Very smooth. Now step 5. Parallel presence. This is how you get bite without painting yourself into a corner. Instead of boosting 5k on the main bus, create a return track called a snare presence. Start the snare send at minus infinity and bring it up slowly. On the return, first EQ 8, high pass around 700 to 1200 Hz. We're removing body so the parallel is only dealing with presence and definition. Then add a gentle bell, plus 2 to plus 5 dB around 2.5 to 4.5 k, with a Q between about 0.7 and 1.2. Optionally a tiny shelf, plus 1 to 2 dB around 8 to 10 k, only if you need a whisper of definition. Then overdrive, and yes, overdrive can be beautiful here if you filtered first. Set the frequency between 1.5 and 3.5 k. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tone 30 to 60%. Dry slash wet 10 to 30%. Then multiband dynamics on the return to tame the return itself. Light high band controls so you don't build fizz when the mix gets busy. Then utility to manage level and width. Width somewhere like 80 to 120%. But careful. Too wide starts sounding fake and detached. Trim the gain so this return blends quietly. Here's the blending rule. Bring it up until you miss it when it's muted, not until you clearly hear an added effect. Presence is supposed to feel like focus, not like oh, there's a distortion bus. Advanced tip. Do stereo decisions the smart way. Keep the hit centered, widen only the glow. If your snare feels wide but not strong, make the body layer mono with utility width at 0%. Let width happen on the air or texture layers, like 120 to 160%, but high pass those layers so you're not widening low mids. Even more advanced. M/S shaping on a presence return. Put EQ8 in M/S mode on a snare presence. In mid, focus your bite around 2.5 to 4k. In sides, either reduce that area a touch so harshness doesn't spray outward, or add a tiny shelf above 9k for a smoky sparkle that doesn't stab. Step 6. The smoky space. Short, dark, and controlled. Create a return track called B snare room dark. Add hybrid reverb. Use convolution room or an algorithmic plate. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays clean. Inside hybrid reverb EQ, high pass 200 to 400 Hz and low pass 6 to 9k. That low pass is a big part of the late night vibe. After the reverb, optionally add EQ8 and notch any ringing around 2 to 4k if it pokes out. Then add a compressor side-chained from the snare to duck the room. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This is how the room becomes a halo between hits instead of smearing the impact. Extra smoke trick. In convolution, audition weird impulse responses. Closets, stairwells, cars, tiny chambers. Then high pass and low pass the return fairly hard. You want dark reflections, not sheen. Step 7. Arrangement. Because the snare doesn't need to get louder to get more exciting. Do micro variation. In bars 1 to 8, keep the presence and lower and the snare slightly drier. In bars 9 to 16, automate the snare presence and up a touch. Think 10 to 20% more, just enough to lift. At the end of 16 or 32, on a fill hit, increase the room send. And you can do a tiny pitch drop on the snare in simpler, minus 1 to minus 3 semitones, for weight. And use ghosts, very quiet ghost snares, or filtered break bits. Create motion in the midrange so the main snare doesn't have to scream in 3 to 6k to feel present. Now, coach note that changes everything. Presence is often a masking issue, not a snare issue. Before you touch the snare, look at what's competing. On the Reese or mid-bass bus, try a small, wide dip around 2.2 to 3.5k, just 1 to 2 dB. That can make the snare step forward without adding any high end. On pads and Atmos, low pass slightly earlier, like 8 to 10k, so the snare's definition band is reserved. And if the mix gets busy in the second half of the drop, consider range limiting your snare brightness by automating a utility at the end of the snare bus. Pull it down by 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB only when the arrangement is densest. That's often cleaner than stacking more dehorshing. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't boost 5 to 8k on the main snare until it hurts. If you need more bite, GU it in the parallel chain so it's blendable and automatable. Don't overdo transient shaping. Too much reads clicky and cheap. Don't ignore 200 to 450 Hz. Boxiness there makes you overcompensate with harsh highs. Don't use long bright reverb tails. That kills the smoky roll. And don't judge snap in solo. Judge it at low monitoring level with the bass and hats playing. If you can still place the snare clearly at low volume, you're done. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Load a rolling DNB loop at 172 to 174 BPM with kick, snare, hats, Reese, and a pad. Build the three-layer snare. Align it. On the snare group, do a minus 3 dB cut around 330 Hz with EQ8. Drum bus. Drive 6. Damp 25%. Transient plus 10. Glue. 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms. Release auto 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Multiband dynamics. Gently compress the high band above 4k. Then create a snare presence and blend until you barely notice it. Create bass snare room dark and duck it with side chain from the snare. Print a 16 bar drop and automate. Presence send up slightly in bars 9 to 16. Room send up only on fill hits. Final check. If your ears feel tired after 2 minutes, back off energy in 3 to 6k and rely more on density and parallel blending. That's the whole philosophy here. Recap to cement it. Presence doesn't mean more treble. It's density, transient clarity, and controlled midrange. Build layers with rolls, align them, then process the bus. Use multiband dynamics to clamp harsh highs only when they spike. Add bite with a parallel presence return so you can blend and automate safely. And keep it late night with short, dark reverb that ducks out of the way on the hit. This audio version is shortened for playback.